as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we. So are we, as he is in this world, so are we.
So are we,
as he is in this world, so are we.
So are we,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on the rocks of stones they won't breach. Say love. Y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace. He is the Son of Man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray. It's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith.
We don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What's going on, peeps? What's good with you? It is me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the DBP. I also want to thank you for your patience. I apologize. I had a work meeting that went way over, but it was a necessary meeting. So my apologies for my tardy. Thank you. Today, I'm going to talk about a pretty controversial thing, and that when people in the church speak about the topic I'm going to speak about, people feel some sort of way about it. I'm going to first start off with saying that in 1 Timothy 6:10, here, I'm going to just read it. I was going to paraphrase it, but I'm going to just read it. So let me pull over. First Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people are craving, having wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many shallow..." What does that say? That's... sorry, something else got put in here. That's weird. But we'll just stick with "for the love of money." For the root of all... the root of evil, all kinds of evil, is money. And how it has made people stray from their faith. Now, that is the most... one of the most... not the most... one of the most misquoted Bible verses in all of scripture. What most people say is money is the root of all evil. And when I say what I'm about to say, people, I might lose some folks on it, but money is not the root of all evil. Money cannot possibly be the root of all evil. Money is an inanimate object. It can't do anything. I'm not saying this because I want money from you. I'm not saying this because I love money. Because I have another Bible verse that's going to talk about that. But I'm saying this because people use the... I'm going to come from two standpoints. Standpoint one, people misuse that Bible verse to condemn people who have money. There are people who will say that somebody is not godly, not a Christian, not loving because they have money. And they will go to this Bible verse and say, money is the root of all evil. So the more money you have, the more evil you will be. That is not at all true. Not even kind of. Money doesn't do anything to people. People's hearts, to connect it with what I've been talking about, people's hearts is what leads to what people do. Money gives access to resources, yes. But me having money is not going to be the reason why I am all of a sudden an evil tyrant. I'm just being goofy. But me having money is not going to be the reason why all of a sudden I start treating people poorly. Me having money is not going to be the reason why all of a sudden now I'm a homicidal maniac. Money is not the reason, not the cause of that. If I am any of those things I just said, it is not because of the money that I have. It's because that is what was in my heart. That is who I am. That is what's my heart. That is who I am. So we've got to stop putting the money as the cause, because it is not. Yes, there are people who have money that are evil. Yes, there are people who have money that are, I shouldn't call them evil. I don't know if they're evil. They treat people poorly. Let's say that. That is true. There's people who have money and they do all kinds of terrible things. All of that is true. And there are people who have money who are very giving. There are people who have money who use their resources to bless other people. There are people who have money that are for philanthropy purposes. So, how can one be of a philanthropical mindset and the other be of a tyranny mindset? It's the same money. The actual money hasn't changed who it is, but you have two different people who see it as two different things. Why? The heart, which goes into my other point. In the Bible verse, it says the root of all evil is the love of money. The love of money, which goes into, I'm not going to read it. Matthew 6:24. And what Matthew 6:24 basically says is you can't serve two masters. You can't love God and money. It says mammon, which is the spirit of mammon, is basically the powers that be that utilize money as a tool for evil. But for the sake of what we're talking about, you can't love God and money. So it is the love of money that drives people to do something. My pastor said this, and it's a wonderful analogy. Money makes a great resource, but a terrible God. Hear that again. Money makes for a great resource, but a terrible God. It is that love for the love of money that drives people to do the things that they do. It is why you have people who will. So I'm gonna tell you where this came from. I was doing yard work. This time I wasn't at the, no, I'm lying. I was at the gym. I was listening to music. The OJs. What's going on, Miss Connie? The OJs came on and they have a song, For the Love of Money. What I was doing this time, I was doing yard work. I wasn't at the gym. I keyed in on the song more now than I ever have. I knew what the song was about, but I was listening to it more intently. And it was talking about all the things people do to each other for the love of money. And we see these things. We see people selling out their family, their friends. We see people physically attacking their loved ones, strangers, stealing things, lying on people. I'm trying to think of the way it's worded. Bearing false witness is what I was thinking. In the Bible, it talks about bearing false witness. A lot of that came from people's love of money. I'm gonna lie about you because it's gonna make me more money. If that don't work, I'm gonna bust you in the head and take your money. Or I'm gonna just kill you and take your money. Or because I hit some hard times and this person's offering me some money, now I'm gonna come at you in a way because they paid me to treat you a certain way. All this to say, back to my original statement. The love of money is the root of all evil. And that's why in Matthew 6:24, it's 6:24, in Matthew 6:24, that's why it says you can't love God and money. Because if you love God, God is going to tell you how to wisely use the money, because he understands that that money is a resource and gives you access to other things. If you love God, you will utilize that money to be of the more philanthropical mindset. And when you have that mindset, you will use these resources that you've been given, this money, to bless other people, to help other people, to whether it be for people you know or people you don't know. If you love God, the money will not own you, you will own it. Or the money will not rule you, you will rule it. Because God said we've been given authority over all things under the sun through Jesus. So that means we have authority over money. Money serves us, we don't serve it. That's another way of saying it. Money serves us, we don't serve it. So, if I love God, I'm understanding that. I'm following that. I'm living that. But if I love money, well, when God tells me to get rid of my money, I'm like, no, brother. No, you missed that. I ain't giving them people a dime. I'm not doing anything for these people. I'm keeping this money. I need this money. I need to do this. I need. You notice what I keep saying, right? The love of money really pushes the selfish nature out of people. And it's a very selfish thing to love money, because people love money for what it does for them, for them. That is why people love money. The love of money makes it easier for me in my life. It gets me more things. It makes my life more plush, more comfortable. And so I need more. But you can't love money and love God, because that money is going to push you to be more selfish. That money is going to push you to be more self-centered. That money is going to push you to do some unethical things to keep it, because the love of money will... Congratulations, Kyle. The love of money will keep you. It's like any other addiction. There we go, God. Thank you for that. It's like any other addiction. People are addicted to money, just like they're addicted to alcohol or drugs or sex or whatever addiction you want to add into that. People are addicted to that. So in my addiction, the money is telling me to go do this or to go do that, to keep it in my vicinity. I'm listening to the money, counter to what God is saying. So you can't love God and money. You can't love God and money. And that spirit of mammon, that's everything that I've been saying is explaining what that spirit of mammon is. A worldly system that says that your resources are only meant for you, more important to you, and you. That's what the spirit of mammon is telling us. You. If you have me, you will be better. You'll be set. You need to do everything I'm telling you. This is the best way to do this. If you live by my rules, you will not have problems. That's what the spirit of mammon tells us. The Holy Spirit tells us, Jesus said this, if you live on this earth, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have to deal with. But take heart, I've overcome them. Matthew 16:33. Just... the point is, one will tell you how much better your life is going to be. The other one will tell you that your life is better, but you're going to have to deal with some stuff. The spirit of mammon doesn't tell you that. Money doesn't tell you that. Money tells you if you have me, all is going to be well. And how many people believe that? There's so long I've believed that. If you have me, you'll be great. But then you have songs. I don't know how many of you listen to hip-hop. You got songs that Biggie did back in the day. Well, I mean, Biggie, anyway. More money, more problems. Hip hop has been saying that for years. That's godly principle, though. You got to understand that. That's godly principle. That's why we can't love money over God. Because just because you have more money don't mean that everything else goes away. In fact, it brings issues that you ain't had before. Some of which, now that everybody know you got money, now everybody gunning for you. Some people coming at you because they want you to give them something. Some people want to borrow something. Some people want to take it from you. And some people will kill you to get it from you. That's just one example of more money, more problems. But if I love God, God's going to protect me from these things. God's going to give me the wisdom and discernment how to move around these things, to avoid these things. So I can have money. If I'm controlling the money, listening to what my Savior tells me to do, all will be right in the end with me, even if I got to go through some things to get there. I hope that ministered to somebody. All will be right, even if I got to go through some things to get there. That's what happens when I love God over money, which is why Bizzle, who is a Christian hip hop artist, named his record label God Over Money for that very same reason. God over money, everything's going to work out. Money over God, it might. It might for a time. But what you got to do to make sure that you keep that lifestyle? This is why we have drug dealers. This is why we have evil tycoons. This is why we have hired people who are hired killers. Hitmen, that's what I was looking for. This is why we have all of these things, because what are you willing to do to keep that lifestyle? What are you doing to serve your master? If the love of money, if you love money, that is your master. You are serving that master. That is why this Bible verse says you can't, you will either serve God or you'll serve money. You can't serve both. What are you doing for your master? Oh, this lady. Oh, they're going, come on. She almost got in front of me. Anyway, what are you doing for your master? What are you doing to keep your master happy? Well, if money is your master, you're going to do by any means necessary, because money will dictate that. The spirit of mammon says by any means necessary. That's where that came from. So if that's your master, that's what you're doing. Now, if God is your master, you don't live that lifestyle. You don't think that way. You don't act that way. You understand that money comes and goes, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. See, if I love God, I believe that. Even if the money has gone away, God will supply for me if I believe and trust in him. Money doesn't promise that. The spirit of mammon. I'm gonna quit calling it money. I'm gonna call it what it is, the spirit of mammon. Because I just said at the beginning, money in and of itself can do nothing. But that spirit of mammon that causes the love of money, which is the root of all evil. The love of money, which is the root of all evil. And then that's why in Matthew 6:24 it says you can't serve both. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you serve that God, because that's your God, you will do what your God tells you to do. How many people do we know are going through hell right now because of that spirit of mammon? I'm sure everybody watching this, you have somebody, if it's you or somebody you know, that spirit of mammon is putting somebody through literal hell right now. Which is why we need to love God, because that will deliver us from that evil spirit that's going to lead us down a path of destruction. Not saying that the money is evil. That spirit of mammon is evil. And it drives that love of money, to which is the root of all evil, in us. this is why, I'm going to say this, I feel it, I'm going to say it. This is why people struggle with tithing in church. This is why. I might upset a lot of people who watch this. And if I do, I mean, then I do. But what I'm talking about right now is the very reason people struggle with tithing in church. The love of money is the root of all evil. I can't get rid of my money. I'm not giving you my money. I got to hold on to this. Where if you believe what God says in Malachi 3:10, test me. See that I won't bless you. I can attest to it. This isn't a tithing message, mind you. It just came up on my mind, so I'm saying this part. The whole point of this is not to tithe. You do what God tells you. You do what you feel. God says to tithe, you do what you feel. I'm not condemning you for it. I'm just making a fact. I'm pointing something out. Let's say that. That. My love for who I'm serving will dictate what I do and who I'm listening to. If I love God over money, then I will tithe because I trust God more than I trust the money. If I love money or the spirit of mammon, I'm not giving my money away because I trust the money more than I trust God. That in and of itself is one of the main reasons why that in 6:10, it says that the love of money is the root of all evil, because it'll drive you to do the opposite of what God is telling you to do. That's the point of this message. That's the point of this message. If you love money, it'll drive you to do opposite of what God is telling you to do. If you love God, he'll tell you how to use that money to do what he's telling you to do. Oh, and bless you with having some more of it, because it'll put you in a situation or a circumstance to have more coming your way. Or a resource that's better than money, because it doesn't have to just be about money. He could put you in a situation where the resource that you got is far greater than the money that you were trying to hold on to. But you gotta love him more than you love money. You gotta love him more than you love that spirit of mammon. Again, I'm sure this isn't going to be a popular show. I might lose some people watching me over this. I'm gonna do what God says, and God will sustain me. And I pray that nobody is offended by this. I pray that the heart is open to hearing what God is saying, that it's something that is thought on, sat on, meditated on, processed, and applied. That's my hope. So when I say that I'm going to lose people over it, I really don't. I don't want people to not. I believe my purpose of doing this show is I reach people that God wants me to reach, that other forms of ministry will not reach. That is my purpose. My purpose is to reach an audience that other forms of ministry don't necessarily reach. Not to say that other ministry people don't have other ministries. That's not what I'm saying. I was put here to do what I'm doing because I have the ear of certain individuals. Let's call it that. So my prayer is never to offend and drive people away from what I'm doing. My prayer is to encourage and build. Encourage and build. We'll just say that. Encourage and build. Encourage and build. Encourage and build. That's my purpose. That's where my heart is. That's where my prayer is. Otherwise, I would have stopped doing this a long time ago. And I talked about all of that in a previous show. So I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole again. But if it wasn't about the drive to encourage and build and bring hope to people, there's no purpose for me doing this. So hear me when I say that. This ain't to make you feel a certain way. This ain't to condemn you. This ain't to judge you, because let's be honest. You can do the exact opposite of what I'm saying right now, and I'm going to still love you. You can say, you a fool, you stupid, I love money over God, money's done me well. All right, hey, good for you. I still love you, and I'm going to still be here for you. So hear that as well. Whew, I got to stop. I love y'all. I pray that my heart is heard in this. I pray that people will, those under the sound of my voice, the seed is planted that will grow. I pray that we have more people that love God over money. I pray that we have more people who understand that the spirit of mammon will lead you down a dark path, whereas the spirit of God will lead you to eternity. I'll leave it on that note. Y'all have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Look forward to seeing y'all next week. Peace.